Hachette Audio presents The Inner Circle, written by Brad Meltzer, read by Scott Brick.
Dedication for Theo, my son, who came into my life when I needed him most. In 1989, during his final minutes in the White House, outgoing President Ronald Reagan scribbled a secret note. And, it was reported, a picture of a turkey. The note said, "Don't let the turkeys get you down." He then slipped the note into the Oval Office desk and left it for his successor, President George H.W. Bush. In 1993, President Bush left a private note in the desk for Bill Clinton, who left a note for George W. Bush, who left one for Barack Obama. But there were two things no one knew. The tradition didn't start with Ronald Reagan. It started with George Washington. And the picture Reagan drew? It most definitely was not a turkey. Prologue. He knew the room was designed to hold secrets. Big secrets. The briefcase from Watergate was opened in a room like this. Same with the first reports from 9/11. He knew that this room, sometimes called the tank or the vault, held presidential secrets, national secrets, and pine box secrets, as in the kinds of secrets that came with coffins. But as he stood in the back corner of the small, plain beige room, swaying in place,